Greetings, I'm Matt Asher, and you found The Filter on YKYZ. What is The Filter? The filter is the lens through which we perceive the world around us. Every one of us has our own filter in our brain. But filtering is also a social phenomenon. The media filters information for us, so do the social networks we use. The people we talk to, governments, politicians, podcasts, all filters distort, but not all filters are built to deceive. I'll talk about both on this podcast. What topics will we be covering? I'll go over cognitive biases, but this isn't a podcast about cognitive biases. This is not Hidden Brain. It's not You Are Not So Smart. I'll talk much more about epistemology than cognition, and much more about how we reason about black boxes than why we are built to use imperfect heuristics. This podcast is less about picking holes in our rationality and more about understanding how our filters have been abused. Throughout the episodes, I'll do my best to fill in some gaps of perception that few people even know exist. For most people, these are unknown unknowns, like the fact that they're unknown knowns. I'll give some examples. It's my hope with this podcast to get down in the weeds with specific examples, then move up into the clouds for the 10,000-foot view, then back down to the details, or sideways to art or allegory. This is an ambitious podcast, but I'll do my best not to do too much in any one episode, and bring in big gun guests whenever possible. This podcast begins with the assumption that your filter is a battlefield. It always has been, but right now, that battlefield is, to put it mildly, lit. The action is intense. For most of my life, the generation that yelled, "Free your mind!" has been waging an extraordinary war to control the minds of others, having taken over the Academy, Hollywood, all the national newspapers, establishment players have done their best to lock down all the cracks around what Eric Weinstein calls the gated institutional narrative. This is a podcast about how ideas are suppressed through deplatforming, censorship, setting the terms of the debate, and shaping the words used to describe it. It's about the current tool set for informational warfare, like the normative-nominative two-step and reputational contagion. It's a podcast about how the dominant political and cultural and academic filters came to be repressive, narrow, and bizarrely specific. Its adherents forced to perform ever more complex and disconnected rituals as shibboleths or purity markers. I'll explore how filters are often used like funhouse mirrors to present intentionally distorted views of reality, views that are defended against attackers who are painted as deplorable or ignorant. Deplorable, because to reject any filter stamped with the official seal of virtue marks one as a moral apostate, and ignorant because, as with all funhouse mirrors, these filters bear some relationship to an underlying reality, and thus questioning them leaves one open to accusations of being a denier or downplaying the truth. In other words, pointing out the distortions in a filter gets dishonestly interpreted as an attempt to erase the underlying object. To come back down from 10,000 feet for a moment, as I record this first episode, we are at what I can only hope is the high point of both a pandemic and an associated panic that has thoroughly distorted our view of the disease and how we ought to respond to it. Yet those who point out that this panic-stricken filter might be misleading us are accused of denying the plague. To refuse to panic is to want grandma to die. Right now, many of us are learning this for the first time at a deeply visceral level, how mass hysteria creates its own logic and momentum. A refusal to see an enemy around every corner has become prima facie evidence that you aren't taking the threat seriously. The Filter is a podcast about establishment conspiracy theories and how they warp our collective perceptions of reality to the point at which refusing to join in the mass delusion is enough to get one labeled a conspiracy theorist. We live in a bizarre moment where it seems that politicians and establishment media outlets tip their hats at the truth by tarring things as a conspiracy theory, or declaring an assertion as being made without evidence. In this podcast, I'm not interested in relitigating the many alternative histories that have been called conspiracy theories. Instead, I start from the presumption that you are informed enough to know the history of at least a few indisputably real conspiracies, and that you are smart enough to understand that what you are exposed to, the ones you know about definitively, must be a subset of past and present conspiracies. As a podcast about how our filters of perception are shaped, I start with the presumption that, while there may be powerful individuals or agencies actively promoting narratives, I see the diffusion of these narratives as an emergent phenomenon. In other words, the astounding way in which the establishment media seems to lurch in lockstep from one dominant narrative to another is, in my view, not a conspiracy, but an organic phenomenon arising mostly out of aligned interests. I intend to go as far as I can down the rabbit hole of how this decentralized coordination might emerge and how it's enforced and sustained. In the broadest sense, the filter is about understanding how we can reason about the unknown based on what we are told is the known. I expect that the path to this understanding will be winding and weird. Along and with guests, I'll do my best to navigate through concepts like significance stuffing, purity spirals, cargo cults, and black box problems. I'll talk about the simulation hypothesis, psychedelics, and the role of mental colonization in the modern world. It's my hope to not only explore concepts related to the war for our filters, but also to discuss strategies for navigating the battlefield and emerging with a victory, or at the least, our sanity. This podcast is born, in part, out of my frustration with the endless attempts to demonstrate media bias. Yes, the established media are deeply committed to telling stories that fit particular narratives, ones with predetermined good guys and bad guys, good ideas and bad ideas. To anyone with an ounce of intelligence, this has been obvious for years, if not decades. In my view, though, endlessly calling out media bias or holding journalists to account is tiresome. It misses the point. It's like going to see the Harlem Globetrotters only to write a review that obsessively documents how unfair the refs were. Or, even worse, it's like playing for the Washington Generals and thinking that by playing hard and chirping the refs, you might actually win. The filter, this podcast, starts with the presumption that this approach completely ignores the true situation on the ground. In some sense, this is a deeply black-pilled podcast. I believe strongly in the possibility of a brighter future, but to get there, we need to begin by recognizing that the forces working against us are playing an entirely different game. In this other game, our vision of what ought to be, of the right or honest thing to do, is completely irrelevant to the rules and dynamics. It's a maladaptive filter. I begin this podcast with a presumption that perceiving our world without any filter at all might be flat out impossible. But if we have any hope of coming close to direct perception or of changing our world for the better, it will have to begin by understanding the true nature of the filters that distort our perception and learning how to disable them or correct for their distortions. Thanks for listening to The Filter with Matt Asher. You can find show notes at thefilter.org or follow user Matt Asher on the socials.